Welcome to the Work Ready Now audio program. This program will help you to be ready for the world of work.
Hello students. In the last lesson, we learned about how to become good time managers. Today, we will learn how to balance work life and personal life.
More days, more money.
And what's all that for?
You won't believe it.
Hey, be careful. Or that block machine will make a block of your hand.
No. Don't cry for me, brother. I'm seeing Furaha today. Can you believe it?
Oh, really? See? I told you that God always blows your mind.
50 more to reach 500, my brother. Are you surprised? Call the supervisor.
450 blocks you made so soon, and it's not 12 o'clock yet. That's a good bonus for you.
What do you think? I told you I'm seeing Furaha. Wait, it's Furaha Tewuka. What did I say? She's calling me now. I need to find somewhere quiet to answer this phone. I'm calling Tewuka. Yes, hello Furaha. I will soon be there. Give me 20 minutes.
Silas, please listen to me. I have to cancel a meeting. I'm too busy here, Silas.
What? I mean, I thought, but I'm finished with what I was doing this morning.
Look, very sorry. I know how you're feeling. There is some problem here, that is why. In fact, let's plan something another day. All right, Silas? Silas, are you there?
Okay, I understand.
So, lava boy, you are bringing me one agasha juice when you go to see Furaha. And wait, you are not coming back after lunch, right?
I don't know.
Oh, but what happens, man? I thought you...
Look, my trip to see Furaha is cancelled. She said she's busy. You know those kind of excuses?
My boy, maybe she's busy. You can't tell really. But don't worry. You guys will meet another time. Our man came when you went to make your call. He had your bonus. You know, I think you must see him. You know what? Our man has another bonus if he can reach 2,000 before 3 o'clock.
Look, Tewuka, I'm not feeling fine to make any blocks again. In fact, let the guy keep his bonus.
Students, you have heard Silas and Tewuka at work today. Let me ask you this question. What has caused a difference in Silas's attitude at work? Very good, students. You might have said the bad news from Furaha has caused Silas to feel bad. Students, this is an example of how something from outside of work can affect work behavior.
But Silas, did you get your stuff from our boss now?
Boy, just leave me alone. What stuff are you talking about, Emma?
What stuff? Your bonus. Silas, you can't keep sitting here doing nothing. Silas, our boss is coming. He'll get angry if he meets you sitting down like this and not working. Let's go.
Hi. Where is my boy?
Yes, Chief. You're asking for me?
Ah, Silas. You did great work this morning, boy. Check with me later for some cash. And there is something new. A customer wants all these blocks over here. You will take a complete stock of everything and report it to me. Got it?
But boss, you know this is not fair. Is this my work?
What are you saying, Cyrus?
Yes, you don't pay me for extra work. I'm tired with this kind of treatment.
Tell you what, Cyrus, you have a bad attitude. You know that? I'm wondering if you want to still work here. Answer me. Do you still want to work here? Huh?
Yes, boss. I will count the blocks and report to you.
That's more like it. Get up and call out the assignment.
Students, is Silas doing a good job of balancing his work life and his personal life? Thank you, students. You might have said, Silas is not doing a good job because his anger at work is caused by his disappointment with Raha for canceling her plans with him. Let me ask you another question. What might happen if somebody does not do a good job of balancing work life and personal life? Thank you, students. You might have said that when someone does not balance personal life and work life, he or she may not perform well at work and it may cause him or her to be fired. Now, students, what can cause personal or work life to be difficult? Well done, students. You might have said, work stresses might make personal life unpleasant, and personal stresses might make work life difficult. Students, it is better to keep work life and personal life separate. Do not take personal problems to work, and do not take work problems home. Students, a good balance between work life and home life is important. If we work too much or if we are angry at work, our home life can suffer. If we have too many responsibilities at home or if we are angry at home, our work life can suffer. Remember, students, the good communication shows us that it is important to be clear when we speak and to be attentive when others are speaking to us. That way, what is being communicated will be understood by all sides. Students, it can be very difficult to separate our personal life from our work life. Students, it's time to play a game called What If? I will give you a situation and you will think about what you would do in that situation. Ready? Great! Let's start! You're working with a team to set up a banquet hall for a wedding. Your phone rings and it is your mother. She really wants to tell you about a family problem. What will you do? Students, think. What will you do? Thank you, students. This kind of situation is always difficult. But sometimes, it is best to let our families know about not calling us at work with family situations unless a particular situation is so serious and really requires our personal attention. You might have heard other answers. Students, here is another situation. What if you work at a busy hotel and manager always asks you to stay for a few extra hours with no additional pay? And what if your girlfriend or boyfriend thinks that you are seeing someone else because of all the time spent at work? Students, think. What would you do? Thank you, student. You might have said you would try to arrange with your manager to give you additional pay for the extra work. And also, try to let the manager know it is important you have specific time to be at work and time to be off work and be with your family. This is difficult to do, but that is one best way to separate work life from personal life. You might have had other answers. It can be very difficult to separate work life from personal life, but it is important to do the best you can. Troubles at work can affect your personal life, and troubles in your personal life can affect your work activities if you let them. Let us bring our learning to real life. Interview a family member or a teacher about their past experiences with regard to separating personal life from work life. Was it difficult? If yes, why? And if no, why? As we saw in today's session, Silas had difficulties with balancing work and personal life. He was disappointed when Furaha canceled their meeting, and that affected his work productivity. Balancing work and personal life is a skill we all need to learn to be good workers. Listen to the next episode to find out how challenging it can be. Thank you, students. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the Bright Project, Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in close collaboration with Akazikanoze Access, aka Rwanda Polytechnic and Rwanda Tibet Board. The content of the program was adapted from the Hugukadukore Akazikanoze HDAC project, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.